said you actually liked playing in that weather.
I don't know if likes the right word, you know, but I don't mind it. You know, they keep the balls pretty dry, and it wasn't raining too bad, you know. It was just kind of a light rain all day, so you got used to it.
Next day, you guys can do this on the road?
No, why not? I have no idea. But it happens. So, you know, we're going to take it and run with it.
Talk about your offensive line.
You know, it's the same story each and every week with those guys. You know, they do a great job pass protecting me. I think that opened up some lanes for us running the ball, and Peyton got downhill and did a great job. So, you know, it starts and ends with those guys, you know, and they've done a great job for us all year.
Jay, two of your teammates have said they had a chip on their shoulder
during
this game.
No, you know, it's AFC game. Obviously, it was important to us. You know, we wanted to win it. We felt like we had a good game plan coming into it. You know, the guys are playing well on the road.
Brett Favre said you've been a better man today. Coming from him, does that mean a lot to you?
Yeah, I mean, Brett's obviously one of the best ever play. I've watched him for a long time. Been a fan for a long time, you know, and I was able to talk to him before and after the game. And, you know, he's playing really well right now. That team's playing well. Obviously, they hit a little bit of a bump today, but, you know, I'm sure they'll get back on schedule.
What did you say to you after the game?
Oh, you know, just good game, usual stuff.
Peyton Ellis a little bit more than a snap back.
Yeah, it's looking that way. It is. It's looking that way. He, you know, he hits it hard. He hits the holes. You know, he breaks tackles. Broke a lot of tackles today. He runs hard. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, you know, because I don't think he's going to give that position up lightly.
Given that the Jets have beaten Tennessee, you guys were coming off the loss to Oakland, what do these results say about the makeup of the conference?
You know, I think it says a lot about the NFL and just, you know, how crazy it can be. You know, each and every week you look down the scores and there's somebody that beat somebody that they weren't supposed to. So it's, you know, it's an interesting year. Obviously, Tennessee's out in front by a large margin, and, you know, some people are making some runs now.
What do you think the reason is why you're able to throw the ball so well under such adverse conditions? Do you try to keep your hands dry and warm? Is it you said to mention the change of the balls?
Yeah.
Or is it just, you know, do you know how to throw a wet ball better than ever?
You know, I think it's a lot to do with mindset. You know, if you know, we knew last night, you know, what the conditions are going to be like. And, you know, I've had some success in the past with inclement weather and being able to throw it. And, you know, I just feel comfortable back there. So, I mean, I'm sure Brett's the same way. If you don't let it creep into your mind and think about it all the time, you just go out there and do what you got to do, I think you'll be fine.
Jay, what did you like best
about the way I played today? You know, obviously, we had one turnover down there in the red zone, which hurt, but, you know, we took care of the ball. I took care of the ball. You know, all my throws, I thought, except for that one, were necessary. I made some good reads. So, you know, whenever we win the turnover battle, we usually win the game.
Does today say a lot for your club?
I don't know. I mean, there's been a lot of games like that. I mean, whenever we went down to Atlanta, I thought that said a lot about us. And, you know, we came back and lost to Oakland. So, you know, we're a young team. We have a little bit of ups and downs now. But, you know, November, December is kind of when you want to start putting together and when you want to start making a run. And I think we're kind of doing that.
So, your tendency to be more careful in bad conditions, or is that the wrong thing?
Yeah, you can't do that. You know, if you kind of shut it down there in bad conditions, you know, defense is going to win. You got to keep attacking. I think Jeremy did a great job today. You know, he asked me how I felt about it, and I was like, you know, let's keep it open. Let's do what we plan to do, and let's attack. And I think it paid off for us.
About the big picture of your team, 3 games up from 40-1.
Yeah, looks good. Looks good. You know, but if you look at the NFL and how crazy things are, and you know how things turn from week to week, we just got to be careful. We got to keep playing the way we've been playing, and we just take care of business. You know, it's still in our hands. If we keep winning ball games, we'll win the division.
When you were a kid growing up, Brett Favre was like one of your idols.
Oh, absolutely.
About 3 years ago, maybe you would have been in a little bit of a wall going up against Brett Favre. Now, you established yourself now enough to say that, no, I'm not going to say on equal terms, but at least decent eye-to-eye terms.
You know, I mean, we talked about that already. I mean, he's one of the greatest ever played the game. Living up to him is obviously hard to do. It's hard for, you know, Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, and it's going to be hard for these guys here after Brett leaves New York. So it's, you know, it's always fun to go up against him and watch him play and see how he handles himself and see how he manages the game because, you know, he's running out of years.